Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to global space economy to 10% in next 10 years, says ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 tomorrow morning. President Draupadi Murmu says all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council for misinformation tactics on Kashmir. New Delhi expresses deep concern about escalating situation in West Asia and its ramifications for peace and stability in the region. India beat New Zealand 3-2 in a thrilling shootout to secure bronze medal at Sultan of Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey Tournament in Malaysia. And in cricket, New Zealand clinched the three-match series beating India by 113 runs in second test in Pune. And now the news in detail. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath has said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi today, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to global space economy is just 2% and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that the ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector.
The ISRO chief said that government has taken several steps to bring reforms in the space sector. He informed that the government has launched the Indian Space Policy 2023 and liberalized FDI for the space sector. He said at present, there are over 200 startups in the space sector, whereas it was only one startup in 2014.
Today, there are 200 plus startups in space sector working. There is a new policy called Space Policy 2023 has been announced. A new foreign direct investment policy has been announced by government. A new geospatial policy came out. All these are adding to creating a more vibrant space economy. Today, our aspiration is that India's contribution to global space economy is hardly 2% today. We would like to expand it to something like 10% in the coming 10 plus years.
Talking about the progress of indigenization of the space sector, Dr. Somnath said that India is working towards reducing its import dependency. Speaking about India's upcoming space missions, Dr. Somnath said that ISRO is planning to launch its first uncrewed mission Gaganyaan in the coming years. He said India will test its homegrown electric thrusters to steer satellites to its desired orbit. Speaking on the occasion, Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal said that achievements like Chandrayaan give the nation confidence and make the countrymen proud.
Achievement like these, Chandrayaan 3 landing on lunar surface, that give us confidence, that give us a rare opportunity of proud all across the globe, proud all across wherever any Indian is living, he could feel proud.
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and Director General of Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur were also present at the event. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu today lauded ISRO's contributions in taking forward India's space program to greater heights. In a video message on the occasion of Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 in Akashvani's Rang Bhavan, President Murmu paid her tributes to Sardar Patel in her message.
पिछले वर्ष विक्रम लैंडर द्वारा चंद्रमा के दक्षिण ध्रुव के पास उतरने का सीधा प्रसारण मैंने देखा था। सभी देशवासियों के साथ मैं भी गर्व का अनुभव कर रही थी सरदार पटेल हमारे राष्ट्रीय एकता के प्रतीक पुरुष हैं आइए सरदार पटेल की पावन स्मृति में हम सभी विकसित भारत के निर्माण के राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्य की दिशा में एकजुट होकर आगे बढ़ने का संकल्प लें
The Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture is organized by Akashvani in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, a great visionary who had national cohesion the uppermost in his mind. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas, addressing the convocation ceremony of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur. The president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs.
Is rajyo mein jodi butiyon ka okut bhandar hai bija aur dhavda jaise pedon ko aushadhiya mahatva ke bare mein ग्रामीणों तथा जनजातियों भाई बहन जानते हैं। इस ज्ञान भंडार का डॉक्यूमेंटेशन और स्टैंडर्डाइजेशन करके उन्हें विलुप्त होने से बचाना जरूरी है।
Earlier in the day, President Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the President said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. The president said the complete development of the country is possible only when there is active participation of tribal people in the development process. Our correspondent reports that the president also awarded gold medals to the students.
During her two-day visit to Chhattisgarh, the president attended convocations at four universities, two focused on engineering and two on medical sciences. She urged students to apply modern technology for public welfare and prioritize service to the underprivileged. President also emphasized on learning from the nature-based lifestyle of tribal communities to achieve the country's sustainable development goals. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Maharashtra, with just 3 days remaining to file nomination papers for the assembly elections, political activities are gaining momentum. More from our correspondent.
The BJP has released its second list of 22 candidates for the upcoming polls. The party has nominated Devyani Farande from Nasik Central, Bhimrao Tapkir from Khadakwasla, Sunil Kamble from Pune Cantonment, Hemant Rasane from Kasba Pet, Samadhan Otare from Pandharpur, and Gopichand Padalkar from Jet. All three member parties of the opposition Mahavikas Agadi, namely the Congress, Shiv Sena UBT, and National Congress Party Sharad Pawar faction, have also released their list of candidates. The NCP Sharad Pawar has put forth its second list of 22 candidates, fielding Satish Patil from Irandal, Sandeep Shishagar from Bid, Uday Sangle from Sinar, and Deepak Chawan from Fulton, among others. The Congress has announced a list of 23 candidates, with former Maharashtra Minister Vasant Purke set to enter the fray from Ralegaon. The Shiv Sena UBT has nominated 15 candidates in its second list. The deadline to file nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is 29th October. With Ankita Apte, Devapriya Bhattacharji, Akashwani, Mumbai.
In Jharkhand, scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of assembly elections will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till the 30th of this month. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November. Meanwhile, State DGP Ajay Kumar Singh said that a joint operation will be launched against Maoists in the bordering area of five districts. He said this step has been taken in view of the assembly elections in the state.
हमारे फील्ड लेवल के ऑफिसर्स हैं, वो भी इसमें शामिल थे. जोनल आईजीज, डीआईजीज और एसपीज, उन सबको अभी ये कहा गया कि वो अपने अपने जो काउंटर पार्ट्स हैं दूसरे राज्यों में, उनके साथ अधिक से अधिक बैठकें करें, ताकि जो भी चुनाव से रिलेटेड काम है, जितने काम का ये अभी इसमें वर्णन किया गया है, उसमें और तेजी आए.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India slammed Pakistan for raising the Kashmir issue at a United Nations Security Council debate, calling it despicable and a mischievous provocation based on its tested tactics of spreading misinformation. During the UNSC debate on Women Building Peace in a Changing Environment, India's permanent representative to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, delivered a strong right of reply against Pakistan. He criticized Pakistan's attempt to bring up Jammu and Kashmir at the forum, accusing it of political propaganda in an inappropriate setting.
It is despicable yet entirely predictable that one delegation has chosen to indulge in mischievous provocation based on their tried and tested tactic of spreading misinformation and disinformation. It's completely misplaced to indulge in such political propaganda at this important annual debate.
Israel has carried out precise and targeted airstrikes against Iran on Saturday morning, marking a significant escalation in regional tensions following Tehran's missile attack on Israel earlier this month. The Iranian military confirmed that two soldiers were killed in the strikes, which targeted military installations across three provinces. The situation remains volatile, with Israel reporting that the Iranian-backed Hezbollah fired approximately 80 rockets towards Israeli communities today. India has expressed deep concern about the escalating situation in West Asia and its ramifications for peace and stability in the region and beyond. New Delhi reiterated its call to all concerned to exercise restraint and return to the path of dialogue and diplomacy. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the ongoing hostilities are to nobody's benefit, even as innocent hostages and civilian populations continue to suffer. It added that Indian missions in the region are in contact with the Indian community. In Odisha, the severe cyclonic storm Dana has badly damaged agriculture and property in the coastal districts of Bhadrak, Kendrapada, Balasore, Mayurbhanj and Jagatsinghpur. More from a correspondent.
Thousands of hectares of agricultural land are submerged in water, and standing crops in 1.75 lakh hectares have been severely affected by the impact of Dana. A central team will soon visit the affected areas to assess the crop loss and submit a report. The severe cyclonic storm has also caused extensive damage to several houses. Many villages are still marooned in rainwater and cut off from the mainland. Incessant rains over the last few days caused by Dana have raised apprehensions on flooding in low-lying areas of Mayurbhanj and Balasore districts. The Odisha government is carrying out rehabilitation and restoration works on a war footing. With report of Prakash Dash from Bhuvaneshwar, Shagun Chopra for Akashwani News.
The centre today appreciated the efforts of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi in reducing the cases of paddy stubble burning and advised them to work towards Mission Zero Burning. An inter-ministerial meeting to address the issues of crop residue management was co-chaired by Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav in New Delhi. On to sports, India beat New Zealand 3-2 in a thrilling shootout to secure the bronze medal at the Sultan of Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey Tournament today in Malaysia. After the match ended in a 2-2 stalemate in regulation time, Indian goalkeeper Bikramjeet Singh held his nerve to make three excellent saves, while strikers Gurjot Singh, Manmeet Singh and Saurabh Anand Kushwaha scored in the tense shootout. Earlier in regulation time, Dilraj Singh and Manmeet Singh had given India a roaring start, but New Zealand disrupted India's plans in the final quarter with goals from Irvin Brown and Jonty Elmis. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have clinched the three-match series. Chasing a target of 359 runs set by New Zealand, India were all out for 245 in their second innings on day three. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to global space economy to 10% in next 10 years, says ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with the people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 tomorrow morning. President Draupadi Murmu says all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. India slams Pakistan at UN Security Council for misinformation tactics on Kashmir. New Delhi expresses deep concern about escalating situation in West Asia and its ramification for peace and stability in the region. India beat New Zealand 3-2 in a thrilling shootout to secure bronze medal at Sultan of Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey Tournament in Malaysia. And in cricket, New Zealand clinched three-match series, beating India by 113 runs in second test in Pune. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.